There we go. All right, so we are up to we're making our way through Siman Reish Pei Vav, which is the one of the simanim having to do with Hilchos Mezuzah, sort of going topic to topic about the various baisos, the various things that would be considered houses that a person would stay in. So again, as we've said, so there's really two main, somewhat large Hilchos Mezuzah sugyas. One is in Maseches Menachos, and the other one is in Maseches Yuma. And now we will come across what is apparently a stira between those two gemaras. So now we turn to the top. So as we begin Vav, the Torah says Achsadra. So what is an Achsadra? So I'm not sure there's a great translation for Achsadra. It's kind of a pavilion? So sort of a room that is an outdoor-ish room that has a ceiling, has walls on parts of it, but other parts does not have walls. So here the example is an achsadra sheyesh la shalosh mechitzos uprutza berevias. So this one has three walls and is open on the fourth side. So it's pater. So afal pi sheyesh la pitzimin beruach harevias. So even though there are pitzimin, what are pitzimin? So some kind of pillars, I mean some kind of doorway opening or thing to hold some kind of pillars at the end. So you have a three-walled structure, and the fourth wall actually has beams that are holding up a roof or holding up some kind of door frame, door top. So, Ava Pishiyesh Lo Petzim Beruach Arviyas, Ketsura HaPesach, in the shape of a Pesach, in the shape of an opening, Avalimesh Lo Mechitza, a period. So it's Pater, even though you have three walls, and the fourth wall has pillars that are holding up the ceiling. So it sounds like it's making up the definition of, and there's a crossbar. And I'm not sure, what is the top of a door called in English? What do we call that?
Lintel.
What?
Lintel.
Isn't lintel the bottom? No, lintel's the top?
Lintel's the top.
So a threshold is the bottom, right? Okay. So even though it has that, it seems like it has it, Tzuras HaPesach, still we're going to say putter. That's how we're starting here. Afa Yishahina Mucha, Oshasuya Chalonas Chalonas Chayemas. However, Avali Mishal, sorry, I skipped the line. Mishal Mechitza Gamberuch Revius, there's a wall also on the fourth side. Now, obviously not all the way across the fourth side, because then you wouldn't be able to get in. But you have a fourth side. Afal Pishahi Nemucha, even though it is lower, Oshasua Chalonus Chalonus, there's a lot of windows, so then you're going to be chayef, you're going to be obligated. So in Camp Marasha, there was this building that they called the pavilion, probably still is a building they called the pavilion, that had 20 walls that were, 4 feet high maybe, that completely surround the area with one way in the front, one way in the back. So it sounds like that's what's being described here. So it sounds like, at least from here, that it would not need a mezuzah. So what is this?
These are standalone buildings. It's not attached to the house.
For now, we'll say, yeah, okay. Okay. I mean, well, that's already possibly getting into the answer. But the Gemara didn't actually say that, but maybe. So the Gemara, so we can see where the Gemara comes from. So v'chein, so see the Beis Yosef. Amar of Chista Achsadra Petur Min HaMezuzah, that Achsadra is Pater Afal Pi Sheyesh La Pitzimin, even though there are posts she'in an Asuyas El Chizuk Le Tikras Mechayve Beis Shar Achsadra Umer Pesas El Lahachzik Le Tikra. Even though there are these door frames that are holding up the top, because they're only there to hold up the top, so that doesn't count as a doorway because it's really just a beam, right? So that happens, like for instance in the Beth HaMedrash lobby. So there are those two posts right in the middle of the lobby. So you don't need a mezuzah from one piece to the next because that's really just holding up that which is on top. Similarly, actually, this is part of perhaps the shaila about the front of the building. The what do we call that wooden thing in the front of the building? The
pergola.
Pergola?
Pergola.
The pergola, right. So does the pergola actually require a mezuzah on the posts going up the steps?
I think that's a picture of an achsadra.
There you go. Okay, that would probably be what the Gemara is describing as an achsadra. What book is that? What do you have there?
Let's see. Mezuzah book.
Ah, okay, the Mezuzah book. Good. So that is probably what we're understanding here as the Achsadra. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, Meisvei Beishar Achsadra Mepreses Chayevus Mezuzah. We have a Brisa that seems to say a Beishar and Achsadra and a Preser Rol Chayevim. So the Gemara says, well, that's an Achsadra Devei Rav. Right? That's one of Rav's Achsadras. So Achsadra Devei Rav Kindaruna Me'al Yasehu. He says, wait a second, what's that? Beis Yosef will quote the Rashi's, but that's like a regular room. He says, well, Achsadra Romisa Upeirish Achsadra Romisa, a Roman Achsadra. That's the one that's Chayv in the Mezuzah. So Rashi says, what's an Upeirish Rashi Achsadra, meaning Gimel Defanos Stumos below Pesach Arvias, that there's three walls that are closed without an opening, and the fourth one is completely opened. Right, mitachas. Aval milmala yesh dofen ma'at hamachzik es haschach. But there is still like a little bit of a wall that holds up the roof. So chizik l'tikra hu davidei hapetzimin v'lo l'shum pesach el chazek tikra el atipel shelo tipel. Right, and this idea of the pillars, that's really just holding up the roof so that it won't fall down. So that's what we're saying is does not need a mezuzah. Benachsadra devei Rav, Rashi says sheyeshba dalad defanos el she'in magios l'schach, that there's four walls but they don't reach the schach. That's what does require a mezuzah. If it's surrounded by four walls, it would. And achsadra romisa as well, asuya chalonas chalonas, something made out of a lot of windows. So it's something that's very open, but there is a wall going up. So it sounds like that would require a mezuzah. And that's the way the Rambam records it as well. Zeloshonar Rambam, Achsadru hu amakum sheyesh lo shalosh kesalim betikra, ava pi sheyesh lo shnei petzimin beruach revias. But the Rambam essentially quotes what we've been saying. Now,
so is it like a sukkah? If you had made a sukkah like that, and you just had walls that only went halfway up, would it be considered as if
a sukkah for sukkahs?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would be yotzei that way. One second. Yes, for change, Chav is not working tonight, so hopefully we'll be able to get through all right. So in Hilchos Sukkah, yes, in Hilchos Sukkah that would work. In fact, I mean, the truth is our sukkah, where we have our sukkah, is on the back porch and it has a fence around the outside of it. So technically, we do not have to put up the tarp. We don't have to put up the green, we don't have to put up the walls at all. We already have walls that are present. Of course, then we'd probably get a lot more bugs. But yeah, I remember Rabbi Holland in Phoenix, his sukkah, he had a sukkah that he just put up these little things around the outside and just had a very large open sukkah over there. So yeah, that's doable. So I have, if you're looking at the copies, so I wrote there at the end, V'ayin Prisha Resh Pei Zayin Siv Gimel. So that I put on page 4 of the source sheets. So that's 3 pages later. So the Prisha makes a point over there that he says, so there the Gemara, the tour is talking about a completely open space. Right, the tour on page 4 says, "Ana pesach chayv mezuzah afilu hu omid b'makom chayv elim kein asui ketikno keitzat shehelu shtei mezuzos u'mashkif al b'neihem." That you have two mezuzos and a mashkif on top. And if the v'imei mashkif shadelus shokif alav l'mala yasher ela even nichnas ve'even yotzei, but if it's not straight, so then you would be putter. And then he says, "Pesach she'ein bo ela mezuzah achas," and if it's only at one side, so then you would be chayiv if it's on the right side where the wall would be going in. So v'im ha-pesach memale kol ha-ruach kazeh chayiv. Right, then, but the Torah then says, but if the pesach fills the entire space, chayiv, you would be chayiv. She'kosle ha-bayis she'min ha-tzadin chashuvim kemezuzos. Because if that's the case, then the walls of the bayis are considered to be like mezuzos. So what he's setting up here, and if the truth is, if you look at the bottom of that page, so you see number gimel, right? So gimel there is an open room, right? So it sounds like what he's saying is, if you have that kind of space, you would have a mezuzah going, well, it's unclear whether it means going into gimel or going out of gimel. that's a machlokas that we'll get to maybe when we get up to this simon. But it seems like it's saying there's three walls and only three walls, and the end of the walls count as the doorposts. So, and you're chayiv as mezuzah. So why is it that on Resh Pei Vav, we're saying you're putter, even if you have pillars there, because the pillars are only there to hold up the top, while here, even if you don't have pillars, it seems to be saying that you would be chayiv. So the Prisha there on the bottom says, Umayri Diyesh Lo Delas. He says, no. And that scenario is where there's actually a door, Omed is the Makom Mechitza, that is there instead of the Mechitza, Revius. Deim Lo Kein, Kasha Maishna Me'achsadra De Patur Mimezuzah. But if not so, so then how would you understand that that's different than an Achsadra that is Patur from the Mezuzah? Okay, so if there is actually a door on this third one, so then it seems like you would be chayiv. This is talking about something that is going to be an open space. Meaning, if there is a door, but there's no door posts, that's what he seems to be saying. You would be chayiv in, as opposed to where we are, that it would be putter because you don't actually have any type of door there other than the pillars that are really there to only hold up the roof. Okay.
If there's a door but no posts. Where does the mezuzah go?
You would put it then at the end of those of that wall. There is a concept called sof amud, which is what we'll describe in Gimel here. And so even though there's no, I'm trying to think if there's any commonly familiar sof amuds around that we'd be familiar with. No. Not that I could think of. In my first apartment in Riverdale, there was a really good Sof Amud Shaila.
That was a room that was built in to divide the rooms, I think, right? Is that what you mean?
No, from the dining room / hallway into the living room was a Sof Amud situation. It was kind of like the rooms were off each other, and there was a beam going across the top. So that was... Rabbi Simon liked that one, I remember. But I don't. I can't think of any prime examples right now. It comes up. We'll get to that. But for example, a garage door, right? So if sometimes you might have a garage that doesn't really have a door frame at all, it just has the garage door coming up and coming down, and there's no actual frames coming out. So we're saying that would be chayiv because the garage door is creating that as being a fourth wall, even though there's technically not a fourth wall. However, even it seems to actually even go against the very next section, the Beis Yosef. Listen, the Beis Yosef here, Zion, he talks about a mirpeset. Now, what is a mirpeset? We use as a porch, right? In Israel, the mirpesets are the porches. That's not exactly, I don't think that's what they're referring to here. Here it's a mirpeset shi derech lalos bal alios. If you have it seems like those Roman architecture type things where you have like a, or like in an inn, like a cheap motel where you have your own door into your own room. Right, so if you're on the second floor of that, so you're walking along outside until you get to your room. So it seems like that's what they're referring to as a mirpeses. So he says if you have a mirpeses, he derech lalos bale alios, which is the way to get up to that second floor, right? Uves shar vahagina, she derech lalos bale alios, lalios, uves shar vahagina peturim. So then you would be putter, if it's just a mirpeset on its own. I'm not sure what that is on its own, because look at the next line. He says, v'im beis pasuach le'echad me'elu, but if you have a house opening to any of these, meaning you have, like, you know, the second floor of Motel 6, where the door is open onto the porch, so then chayiv. Then you would be chayiv on the way up into the porch. Afba makam shenichnasin lo mershusarabim, even from when you go from mershusarabim onto that porch. Right, chutz mehamakom shenichnasim lo mehabayis, except for where you have a place that you go into from the house and repairish the beis shar chayiv midurabanan afilu ein bayis pesuach lo. But the reholds that you'd be chayiv midurabanan no matter what. What's going on here? So the Beis Yosef points out that this is going like the other Gemara. There seems to be a Gemara that is explicitly against what we've said, right? The Gemara Maseches Menachos, the Sif Vav Gemara, said that these achsadras pater. Right, unless it's a more firmly built achsadra, comes the Zion and says, no, there's Gemara Maseches Yuma where it says Tanya Yachol Shani Marbe Beis Shar Achsadra Umir Peses, that the Zebrais, I would have thought that even including a Beis Shar Achsadra Umir Peses, Tabalomar Bias. Ma bias miyuchad l'dira, yatsu elush ein miyuchad l'dira. So the Gemara seems to at first exclude the base shar achsadra and mirpeses from a chiyuv mezuzah. But then, uveperek komets tanya, but then actually that's Menachos tanya, base shar achsadra umirpeses are all chayvin in mezuzah. Right, there's a sep... One second, this doesn't... I think it's... Might be backwards. One second. That first. One second here. Press the Gemara. Sif-Vav, we're up to Sif-Zion. So where is the... Sorry, so the Gemara... Aleph. Here we go. Zilch shenimar be'af be'shar v'chad v'ram peset ha'mal or b'ayis. Ma b'ayis m'yuchad l'dir, yatsu elu she'im yuchad l'dir. Yilch shenimar be'af be'sak. Ma b'ayis... B'ayis. Ma b'ayis hu chol af shehu... Okay, I'm not sure where this, he's quoting it from the Gemara in Gemara in Maseches Menachos, that they're both in Menachos describing the quoting an Achsadra as being Chayiv in a Mezuzah.
This is both from Yuma, it looks like.
Well, no, because he's quoting with Perek HaKometz is the Perek in Menachos. So, okay, I'm not sure. I gotta dig out the Gemaras, but there's the Gemara in Yuma seems to be saying that it's Pater, but yet quoting a Gemara in Menachos saying that it's Chayiv. Quoting Achsadra is being Chayiv in Mezuzah, and Repesas is being Chayiv in Mezuzah. So how do you reconcile that? That there's two Gemaras, one describing it as being Chayiv and one describing it as being Pater. So the Gemara Tarif. So there's two answers that are given. One is the Rif. The Rif says in Hilchos Mezuzah, Delo Kasha, Hasam Kishabatim Pesuchim Lesocham. He says when there is houses that go into the Achsadra, so then it's going to be Chayiv. So if you have this Achsadra, or you have this porch, or you have this portico, or something like that, and there's a house that opens up into it, so then you're going to be Chayiv. But when it's standing alone, so then you're not going to be Chayiv on it, because it's not Roy Ladira. Baharash Kasav, Shari Teretz, and the Rush writes that the Re answers, and Tusav is it's on Tosfos on the Daf in Menachos, the Chayiv in Midrabanan, no, when it's saying it's Pater, that's talking about a level of Doraisa, and here where it's saying your Chayiv is Chayiv on a level of Durabanan. V'chein Kasu Rashi, V'atosus Perakamad the Sukkah, V'perakamad the Yuma, Inami Hachamayr Beveis Shar Shal Achsadru, Beveis Shar Shal Mirpesas. Or you could say one's talking about the Beis Shar of the Achsadru, or of the Mirpeset, meaning the gatehouse that is opening onto those places, and the Rambam writes like the Rif, Ulinyan Alacha, Kimen Sharifa, Rambam Maskim Ladas Achas, that the Rif and the Rambam agree are on one side, so that's how we're going to Paskin, but yet Mikom Makom Nachon Lachush Divrei Rashi V'ri, but yet Riva Rashi, but yet it makes sense to be Machmir like the opinion of Ri and Rashi, so right, which is going to be more Machmir. Right, so the Rif reconciles this, and the Rambam reconciles this by saying that when is it that you're going to be, when is it that you're Pater, when it's a standalone Achsadra, or standalone Mirpeset, or something like that. But if it's a Mirpeset or an Achsadra that leads into a house, so that's when we're going to say that you're going to be Chayiv. Anything that's going to lead into something else is then going to be Chayiv. And then you have this Ri and Rashi saying, yeah, well, it's a chiyuv derabanan anyways. Now, so the Rif is machmir. I mean, the Rif is mekel. The Rif is saying, no, if it's standing alone, everybody agrees that you're going to be pater. As opposed to Ri saying, no, doraisa you're pater, derabanan you're going to be chayiv. So that really only makes a difference with regards to a bracha. It's not going to make a difference with regards to the expense necessarily. Or maybe that's where you put the less expensive mezuzahs, something like that. Okay, so that is the... So that's the setup here. So really ends up being that an achsadra is for all intents and purposes, chayiv, because the Shulchan Aruch says that it makes sense to be machmir, like the opinion of the Ri. Okay, so let's then take a look here in the Shulchan Aruch above in Zion. So that's page 5, I guess, in the source sheet. So Shulchan Aruch here says, "Achsadra v'hu b'malkum sheyish lo gimel kasalim v'tikra afal pi sheyish lo shnei petzimim b'ruach revius." Petura, that even though it might have two posts on the fourth side, you're going to be pater, because the petzim and lahamira tikra himosibus, those are only there to support the top. Velomishu mezuzos, but they're not there to be mezuzos. Aval im yesh la mechitza, but if there is a wall there, so gam beruach harevius, afal pishu nemucha, even though it might be low, osha asu yechalonos, so you've made all these windows there, it's just an open space, so then you're going to be chayev. So, I don't know, Lechor, it appears, according to this, that the, I don't know if it did or didn't, but the pavilion at Camp Marashah should have a mezuzah on it, right? Because it seems to be an enclosed area that is that has something leading into it. Yeah.
So something which is perfectly kosher as a sukkah would not require a mezuzah necessarily.
Because a mezuzah only requires two walls and change.
Yeah, sukkah.
A sukkah only requires two walls and change. Right, right. That's what it appears, correct. So then we get up to Zion, which is, truth is, a little bit odd because we're learned out from the same place. But okay, so fine. Come Zion. Mirpesa shehi derech lalos ba, but if you have a porch that you walk up to, lalos ubais shar vahagina, so then they're all going to be putter. Meaning it's just a elevated platform, so all of that is going to be putter. But v'im bayis pasuach le'echad me'elu, but if a house opens up to one of these types of spaces, so then you would be chayiv even on the way into those spaces, because it's an achsadra that leads to a house, or it's a base shar that leads to a house. In those cases, then it's going to be chayiv. V'yesh omrim, some say she base shar chayiv afilu ein base pasuach lo, and some say the base shar would be chayiv even if there's no house that it leads to. That's the sheet of the Ri, which is chayiv on a level of which would only be a chayiv on a level of the Rabbanan. Right. So why is it that
the gatehouse?
What?
Oh, you're translating base shar.
Yeah, a gatehouse, a front, kind of like a front house leading into the rest of the property. Okay, so the Taz here makes the point. So why is it that you'd be putter? So Taz Zion says dichsiv, which I guess is the previous page. Dichsiv beisecha ma beishu meyuchad ledira af kol shehu ledira. Meaning it has to be a house. It has to be something that's separated for dira, as opposed to these which are not ledira. Nobody, these aren't to live in. Umashkasa beishar hu beis katan etzel shar hachatzer sheshumer yoshivla. Now beishar is a small house which is by the gate of the chatzer where the shomer is. Now, but it's not a chatzir that leads necessarily to other houses. Otherwise, it would be chayiv. And truth is, that's in Sif Ches. Umash chasav yishom shabes shar hu das ri b'tur shehukshu lo trei brisos ha'adadi de v'yuma tanan. Right? Plus there's this contradiction of these two brisos. Plus in Yuma it says that achsadra beis shar are going to be pater, and achometz and menachos it says that it's chayiv, and the Ri says that it's only chayiv derabanan. V'im kain hachish omrim kai gam kain amir pesas v'achsadra goes on the pesas and the achsadra that you mean chayiv derabanan. V'atur v'shulchan aruch chadam inayhu naktu only pass like one of them el delfize gam big. Gina have a chayiv midrabanan. Right, according to this, even a garden, even a separate garden, would be chayiv on a level of derabanan. And even though shib gemara lo huskar gina etzel elu, even though a gan is not mentioned by this, mikol makom sfir elu tur dechadinino, it's like the same thing. So if you have like an enclosed garden off to the side that has a doorway into it, which sometimes you'll have, so it sounds like you would then be chayiv on that because you have a separated area that would be chayiv derabanan according to this din. So the tour is saying that, well, because even though it's not a dira and it's not similar to a house, still we're going to say that it's going to be chayiv on a level of derabanan. So I wrote there on the side, it says, Zen neged das habach. Now, going against the Bach, for the Taz is always interesting because the Bach was the Taz's father-in-law, right? So he is going against the Bach, and the Bach is, well, on the side of the tour. The Bach says, the reason why it's Chayiv D'Rabbanan is Dafka because it looks like a bias. It's similar to a bias. Therefore, you're going to be Chayiv D'Rabbanan D'Rabbanan, which possibly would then exclude a Gina. But the Taz is saying, no, we're coming to include, we're saying, no, D'Rabbanan you're Chayiv on things even that are not like a bias. And therefore, you would include this this garden. I can't think of too many examples. Like at Mark Solomon's house, if he had an actual doorway, he has like a little garden, right, that he has in the front of his backyard. So that's a pretty large garden area. If you would actually put a doorway going into that garden area, so that would then be chayv in a mezuzah as it's a level of derabanan, according to the Taz.
I mean, sometimes you see like a garden, an entrance to a garden, it'll be like one of those metal arches, like a trellis.
Right.
And
so
a gate into that. Is that the kind of thing you're thinking of?
So if it's connected, yes. If it's connected, yes. If it's not connected, I'm not sure. Meaning if you call it a trellis, that's what you called it?
I think it's a trellis, huh?
Right. If it's something that easily moves around, I'm not sure. Probably not. If it's connected to the fence, I think yes. I think that's what we're talking about here is being chayv. In fact, in the I'm not sure in the diagrams if I included a gan picture, but here they point out here picture down there is right. They have a little mezuzah on that doorway. Right, that's what they're referring to. Uh-huh. But there needs to actually be a door. If it's not a door, so then it's not chayv in mezuzah.
So what
it's not
about
a door.
Like those plastic fences that surround a house and there's a door leading into the garden?
Right. So if it really is surrounding, so often it's not surrounding. Often if it's surrounding to the point that it really protects the area, so then you would be chayv, right? So I had this recently.
It doesn't come.
I had my first one recently. I sent it to Moshe to compare. He thought, yeah, you're chayv on a level on a level d'oraisa. There. I don't know how to. I don't know if I could forward the to the email. Can I do that?
The thing that's in front of the Sassler's house.
Right.
If that extended to the house, it would be.
Right. If it totally enclosed the front area, I think it would require a mezuzah. Yes. Right. Front gate area. Here, I'll put it on Drive. I should save it anyways to a picture file in my mezuzah Google Drive, and. Let's see, can I easily... There you go. I can get the link here. And want to make anyone with a link can see it. Here we go. Posting it. Hey, where'd you all go? Oh, there you are. Putting it in the chat. Oh, no, I want the chat open. Putting here. There we go. Okay, that's a video in that drive, an 8-second video of Tzvi Bord's front lawn, where there is a... He actually, when he came to me asking me about mezuzah stuff, he said to me, like, the guy before... So not the side fence, because the side fence doesn't have a top, but because the side fence closes and the front gate opens up into an enclosed area, so it's going to be chayiv, even according to all the deos here, because it's a doorway then that leads to the house, right? So that's going to be chayiv here.
Okay, so that's what I meant. I think that's a trellis.
Right. So I don't think that doesn't come up so often. That I know of, right? It's, houses in Hillcrest don't have front gates generally. I mean, the old at the corner, right? Nussbaum, I think, had something like that. Right, so maybe that would be chayiv. But often you're missing one of the two things. Either you don't have a full length thing, either you don't have a full gate going around the whole section, or the gate is not really a doorway. It's just an open gate.
But what is that video showing? You do or don't need a mezuzah?
So that front section, that front, I don't remember what it was, whatever it was in, wherever it started from.
Yeah. Right at the beginning.
Right? So that thing right in the beginning.
Yard.
That. So I didn't really...
Straight to the front door.
Right, so that front thing didn't really, which didn't really show up in the video, requires a mezuzah, and it does. It has a mezuzah. If you're driving down City Avenue and make a left turn on towards, towards the Schuylkill, and make a left turn on Bala, so the first house that you'll see on your left is that house. You'll see a little mezuzah in that doorway. Right, and Chayiv Doraisa, it needs that's full fledged 100% Chayiv with a bracha, everything. Okay, so the ches. Right, let's go back to the tour, even though this is really a continuation, the same similar thing. So the ches then talks about a base shar, right? So back in the tour on page 2, so base shar shepasuach lebayis ulachatzir chayiv b'shtei mezuzos. Now, if you have a gatehouse that opens up into the house and into the chatzir, so it's a little even unclear what the chiddush is here, but you have a door. Heads into another space, and then there's two doors from that space. One goes into the chatzer, and one goes into into a house. So it's chayiv in two mezuzos. One is b'makom shepasuach lebayis, v'achas makom shepasuach lechatzer. One is in when it goes towards the house, and the other one is it goes towards the chatzer. Chutz mihamakom shenichnasim lo mirshus harabim. Besides the makom where you're entering into from mirshus harabim. So if there actually is a gatehouse, and by the way, it doesn't necessarily have to be 4x4, right? It's a small gatehouse. So you have the door when you first enter that space, and then you have a choice of which one to go to. So that space could require three mezuzos. And that's based also the Torah, the Beis Yosef says, yeah, that's also based on Gemara Menachos, Amar Rachba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Bei Harziki is chayv in two mezuzos. So you might all be wondering what Bei Harziki is. The Gemara also is wondering, my Bei Harziki, what is that? So Amar Rav Papa, Saba Mishmei Derav, Beis Shar HaPasuach L'Chatzer U'Batim Psuchim Beis Shar HaPasuach L'Chatzer U'Batim Psuchim L'Beis Shar. That you have a Beis Shar that opens up to the Chatzer, and also that the house opens up into the Beis Shar. And Rashi explains that Shtei Mezuzos, Achas Pesach Shemin Beis Shar L'Batim, V'Achas MiPesach Shemin HaChatzer L'Beis Shar. So Rashi says, actually, I think Rashi might have a different view of what we're talking about here. He says you're going to need one from the Chatzer into the Beis Shar, and then from the Beis Shar into the house. But I think it might be a different setup than what I was describing before. So V'chasav Amorachai V'kashi D'Pshita, the whole Beis Shar Chayv Mezuzah. What do you mean? The Beis Shar itself, it says, is Chayv and Mezuzah. And the Ri says, the Ma'iri could go in Sheha Echad Min Hapsachim Ein Ragil Kolkach. So the Ri says, well, one of the doors is not used very much. It comes to tell you, the Lo Mevatel HaRagil Esh'enu Ragil. That we aren't Mevatel, just because one there's two doors into one space, and one doorway is used much more than the other doorway, so it doesn't nullify doorway number two, right? Even though one is used much more than the other one, they're both going to be chayiv in mezuzah. That's the chiddush there. So we'll get to. I think we'll get to it. Sometimes you have these like four doors in a row, like an older house, like sort of will have like a very nice older house. Will sometimes have like just like the doorway, the dining room will have like five doors opening to the yard or something like that to be entirely open. So do each one of those doors then need a mezuzah? So it seems like according to this, yes. So I'm not so sure. I have perhaps a reason to defend why you would not. But yeah, so. Fine. So Mihu, I have a picture of that, but that will come up later on. So Mihu Lashon Shnei Shapir Shakintras Da Rugil Mavatel Sheino Rugil. So Kasha V'Yesh Lomer Da Hacha Mayri Sha Rugil Connecto Misyasho and Rashi. Okay, that's trying to figure out what Rashi is. Fine. Here Da Hacha Gamar Chayv Shnei Mezuzah Chutzvi Mezuzah. Okay. All right. So Let's take a look then in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure we're going to get to full Beis Shar, but in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Ches, he says what Beis Shar shepasuach lebayis ulechatzir chayiv b'shtei mezuzos. That if you have a Beis Shar that's open to both the bayis and the chatzir, you're chayiv in two mezuzos. Achas makom shepasuach lebayis ve'achad makom shepasuach lechatzir. Once when in the space that opens up into the house, and one in the space that opens up into the chatzir. Now, he doesn't give you much space here, but the truth is, let's just do the next section of Shulchan Aruch here. Yeah, let's just do the next section. Tes bayis beis shar ha'omed bein hagina lebayis, that if you have this gatehouse between the garden and the house, chayiv b'shtei mezuzos. In that case, you're going to be chayiv two mezuzos, achas makom shepasuach lebayis, v'achas makom shepasuach legina. That one's in the space that's opening into the house, and the other one in the space that's opening up into the gan. Okay? So,
what's the difference between ches and tes?
Yeah, so ches sounds like you're opening up, you're going into two spaces. Right? You have a gatehouse and you have two doors coming from the gatehouse. Tes is you have a base shard that's between two spaces that's chayiv. You're chayiv in two. One in shepasuach, one in the space that's open into the house, and one in the space that opens up into the gina. Yeah, but how are you getting there? How are you getting there? What exactly is this referring to? That's Zion. HaPesach l'chatzir ubatim p'susuchim l'beis shar. Tanravan beis shar ha'pesuch l'gina u'l'kitun. To a garden and to a room. So meaning there's two entrances to the gatehouse, one from the garden and one from a room. Okay, so I think what he's saying is, so it's judged as a room, and the Chum say, no, nidon kebeis shar. It's judged as a gatehouse. And different and saying does not. All right, you know, let's hold. Oh, and then the Gemara has a discussion about that, about that description. Okay. Let's hold. All right, let's figure out what Tess is for next week. Review that. But in terms of the this ches of the base shar, so the base shar, really what it's saying is the base shar, the first door needs it to get into the base shar, and then you need two going out from the base shar into the two different places that it is going to. So this is a important. This then shows up a lot. This actually could sometimes add significant costs to a house, depending on the setup. So in the source sheet, what did I do here for the source sheet? I forgot which pages I put on the source sheet.
On page 6, you have a bunch of pictures.
Okay, so. Yeah, so on page six is first the achsadra. That is their description of an achsadra. So he suggests number one actually would be chayiv in a mezuzah, even though it's three walls. He's saying this is actually a fourth wall, because number one, right, he's saying that is a pergola. And then footnote, oh, there. That's the top there. What page is it? We should balance. Yeah, so if you have a place that is set aside for sitting, eating, and drinking during the summer, like we find with these pergolas, right? That's the top line there. Sheyesh la arba defunas, that have four walls that are gavos lapachos asar tefachim umishamshin v'gfias. You use it regularly, it's going to be chayv in a mezuzah. So they're assuming that front door area is actually a doorway, and therefore is going to be chayv in a mezuzah. That's as opposed to number three, plus it's really a fourth wall. Even though it's open, it's really a fourth wall. As opposed to number three, so you see number three there, that does not require a mezuzah, at least in the front, because they're suggesting that it's not actually a doorway, and the space And even though there is what looks like a Tzuras HaPesach, really those two front doorposts are just supporting the top, or just supporting the lintel on top, or really supporting the ceiling, not really there to set up a doorway. But as you can see, actually, if you look carefully in number three, there's that little mark there on that side door. He suggests that side door does require a mezuzah, because that actually is a doorway meant for coming in and out. I think that's what he's trying to demonstrate there. Right, if there's another door, so then it would be chayv and mezuzah without a bracha, because hasif, as we learned in earlier sifim. Okay, what else? So then we move down the next. Then we get to the beis shar. So he's saying the beis shar is this small house that's in front of the large house. So he's saying there you would be chayv, and he suggests it's chayv is even min haTorah. Not everybody necessarily has to agree to that, but that is his suggestion. Any doorway that leads into an enclosed area is going to be chayiv. So number one is clear, right? Number one is that which we've been talking about. One leads into two. Where things get more fascinating is number two. See, that number two, there is a door, right, that leads into an open area, that leads into another. He suggests both of these spaces require a mezuzah. Both of these doorways require a mezuzah because it is a doorway leading to a space that, even though it's not a bayit in its own right, it's leading to another space that does require a mezuzah. And therefore, he's assuming that this doorway would be chayiv in a mezuzah. So I don't know, cases where that comes up, difficult to assess. I don't know, could we think of any?
Visually, you see this a lot.
Correct. Right.
Like there'll be a staircase going into another area.
Right. So around here, not so much, but right, in Israel or perhaps in the city, places that where there's going to be more dense housing, so sometimes you have situations like this.
Apartment buildings, you see this, we see it all the time.
Right. So often in apartment buildings, it's not majority Jewish, that gets, not necessarily going to have it. But in Israel, you would. That kind of scenario, you could imagine certainly having a mezuzah. And he said, and many assume that that's even chayiv d'oraisa, that it's something that is completely required to go someplace else. Now, now something that I've come across is very often, like in the shul, so the staircase, the back staircase, the one that goes from the kitchen to the office, right? So that back staircase has a door at the bottom and a door at the top. So do both of those absolutely require a mezuzah? So mostly I would say yes, it seems like yes. In fact, that seems like that's this case, meaning it's a door that leads to another open area that then leads to another door. I thought though that one could that you can make a case and be makel, where you would say that, well, it all really is serving one purpose. That whole area is really not truth is in the shul in that scenario where it's the kitchen to the office, there you would be chayav. But sometimes you have like a really long hallway. You have a hallway and there's a staircase with the step with a doorway that leads to another one that's also a hallway. So I thought you could suggest that if it's all considered to be one usage, so then maybe one would not be chayav in a mezuzah in all those doorways. Perhaps we'll get up to a little bit more about that later on. And then finally, this last case here. So here you see some of these scenarios of doors that lead to other doors. So this is what we had, right? Number three is what we had, that front section to the back section. So you'd be chayav there. But if the space that it's leading to is leading into a bathroom, that's what room number four is, right? So then you would not be chayav in that front space, right? And then when you get to number five, so I think what he's trying to point out is number five, you'd be chayiv because it's really the door to the kitchen area in the back is that front area. It could be, as we'll see later on, that this the in-between area where things go from narrow to larger in picture number five, that would be chayiv as well. But that then gets into the sof amud thing that we were trying to avoid. Okay, so Anyways, tonight we covered, right, these achsadras, these rooms, these spaces that lead to other spaces. If it's just the portico on its own, so then it seems like one can make a case that it would be putter from a mezuzah if it's completely standing on its own and there's no doorway into the, and only has three walls. But if it's leading into something else that is chayiv, so then it's going to be chayiv, and that then extends, that halacha is extends pretty, has far-reaching ramifications in terms of rooms that are not chayiv that lead into other rooms that are chayiv, where one would be chayiv on that mezuzah. I'm actually looking at a Sof Amud issue right now in my office, but we'll save that for another time.
In number four, what is that supposed to be above the room? You got a room that goes into the base of Kisei, right?
Number four. There. Okay, yes. I think that is, in Israel sometimes you'll have like a washroom.
Oh, sink.
So I think that's just the sink, and the back room is just the toilet.
Okay, I thought it was a flower pot.
Sometimes they have it at, like in hotels or something like that also, where there's a place where you wash and then you
open
the toilets are. So they don't put mezuzahs on that outside door.
Usually not a door either, is there?
Oh, no. All right, so not putting it here, it's also not 4x4. If it was 4x4, you probably would put a mezuzah there. Now, I was in someone's house, number four. They actually live next to the, I don't know if anyone here has ever been to the Krieger, Abba Krieger's house. So it's the house next to them. So I assume it might, and they look exactly the same. So it might be in his house also. I don't know. I haven't been in his house. I've only been in the Schneider house next door, where they have a scenario like number four, like a sink room leading into a bathroom, but room that room next to it, right? To the, you know, if you're facing the sink, the room behind you, that larger room, is a bedroom with a doorway into the sink area, right? So that was I'm not even sure I remember what we did. But right, so that doorway is sort of mainly leading into the room that leads into the bathroom, but it potentially leads into the room that leads into the bedroom, right? In which case it would be chayiv. And if you say, well, the main way, so then you actually get into this idea of, well, which is the main way into the bedroom? And it's probably not that way, which I think we did not put a mezuzah there now that I think about it, but I'm not completely sure what the
tzach was there. The question is always, like, put up a mezuzah someplace else, and then, the question is whether the room should not have a mezuzah.
Right, so this sink room, right, so sometimes you get the scenario is it's leading into a space that should not have. Right, so then you lose. But sometimes, right, there's nothing to lose by putting one up. Sometimes you might lose though because maybe there should be one going in the other direction. So which direction you put on when it's between two rooms, that takes up a lot of space, and that we'll get to down the line.
The reason you don't put mezuzah into that room, the first one is because the other room is too small, the washroom's too small.
What's the first one? Number four? Yeah, the room into, right, so into the first, I think the assumption is that first room is too small, but maybe you would say that it's leading to another room. But we're saying because it's leading to another room that's not chayiv, because it's a bathroom, so then the halacha of the room that leads to another room would not apply, because the room that you're ultimately getting to is not one that's chayiv in mezuzah. Right, but if that sink room actually was dalet al dalet, so I think you would, yeah.
You go back to the previous page with a staircase.
Right.
Two.
Right.
I mean, if that second doorway, even if that second doorway isn't there, that first doorway would need a mezuzah.
Yeah, he's saying both need a mezuzah. The halacha with that leads to another room is actually, it says even if there's 10, 15 in a row that are not chayiv in their own right, but lead to another one, so it would be chayiv, yeah. So
if
both.
If that intermediate door was not there, the first door still needs a mezuzah.
Correct. Right.
So that's interesting. I know a situation in the shul that might need a mezuzah.
Okay. Where?
So there was a door, it was outside the staircase up to the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
They put a they put a door there.
Oh.
A few years ago.
Oh, okay. It's after my time. But it might be, it would only be chayev if there is a doorpost on the right. Right? So there, the wall is on the right. I don't know what it looks like. But that staircase, you go up to the kitchen, right? The wall of the building is on your right. So unless there is actually a doorpost there, I don't think you'd be chayev. You wouldn't be chayev.
I'll have to
check. Take a look. All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Okay. How do I get out of here?